Welcome back. We're jamming a big monkey wrench into the mechanism of the New World Order, throwing your bodies upon the gears and the wheels to bring it to a grinding halt. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Hopefully my guest, Taylor Tequila, is still on the line. Taylor, are you still there?
I'm still alive and kicking, honey. Whew. Never stopping.
Thank goodness. I was just worried that a big black SUV might run through your house and try and kill you again.
Oh, they tried earlier, but, you know, I shot them down with my bow and arrow.
Yeah, like Guinevere.
So, I just want to thank all the elites who are tuning in right now. You're giving us power. That's awesome, because we're taking it back from you cowards. And I'm about to go full blast and expose you cowards right now on the Vincent Eastwood Show. So, we don't have much time left here, but as far as the entertainment industry, I'm going to try to make this quick because we don't have much time left. Like a long story short, you know, I was pretty much just like everybody else out there with, the American dream. Yeah, I want to move to Hollywood. I want to do this, glitz and glamour. And you have all these innocent, you know, dreams and hopes. And it's beautiful, right? Then you get in there and you realize, whoa, it's nothing like what you think. It is nothing like what you think. It's evil. It causes you... That's why lots of people die of overdoses, so-called, or they seem like they're, you know, they can turn everything against you. That it's just evil. That's why a lot of other celebrities, a lot of people ask me, well, how come a lot of the other insiders, the celebrities, how come they know about this stuff, but how come they don't speak out? Well, because they're so far in it, and they're so, you know, they become so buddies and best friends with these very powerful people that they are scared. They don't want to come out. They don't want to ruin their reputation. They want to maintain their fame. They want to keep their wealth. They don't care about the people. As long as they keep making their money, as long as they keep being worshipped, you know, like their gods, you know, feeding their egos, they're not going to come out for, you know, to help anybody. They're not. They're just going to do what they're told. And if they try to leave, they either get killed, like Tupac, Michael Jackson. I mean, Michael Jackson, especially when he spoke out, he called out, you know, Tom and Bottola, everybody. He called them out, called them evil. They killed him. We all, the insiders, we all know what happened. All right. Same with the Disney. Everybody who thinks, you know, don't let your kids watch these Disney shows, because as you leave your television on because you're busy, you know, making breakfast or whatever, your kids are watching these cartoons that are subliminally sending them satanic messages, pornographic subliminal messages, and causing these children to grow up to be very corrupt. That's why they have music that reaches out to more like children, kind of like Lady Gaga and Nicki Minaj. For us adults, we don't, for those who are not awake and aware, we think, oh, well, I love her music. Yeah, sure. Some of it's cool, awesome music, whatever. But if you know what they're trying to do, that's why before Nicki or Lady Gaga became famous. And by the way, I know Katy Perry way before she was famous. I know Kesha. I know Kim way before all of them became famous. I know all of them before they were famous. I've been doing this for 10 years, but they make them just like they made me become this persona. But then I was the only one who fought back. I didn't want to do it anymore, but that's why they changed. Like Nicki, before she became famous, she was nothing like that. She was just, you know, herself, this rapper trying to make it. Same with Katie, same with everybody. But they change her image to try to reach out to these little kids that send these frequencies out to brainwash them, corrupt them, you know, just like the Olympics recently. It's all these symbolics. It's rituals, like Jay-Z on his show, like his concerts. When you're chanting along with him, you guys got to realize when you chant with them and throw up the all-seeing eye, you are summoning the devil. They're having rituals as they're doing these concerts, and you're taking part of it without even realizing it. The more you're kind of like meditation on the light side, and if a group meditates, we meditate like light and light energy and love and power in a high force. So we manifest positive things. They can also channel in group, mass groups of channeling and chanting these songs and words. And they use that energy in the crowd to summon the satanic rituals that they make you all take part of without you even realizing. There's also things that they attack you with to attack your brain without you even seeing, which is the scary part. But my whole thing is I tell these people this information. Yes, it's scary, but I also tell them how to shield themselves from it, to protect themselves. So I'm not this fear-mongering agent, you know. I tell them the truth. It's scary, but I also tell them how they can protect themselves. As long as they're aware, they can protect themselves and not be attacked by these demonic entities, because that's what they do. A lot of the so-called overdoses and the so-called accidental deaths in Hollywood, they're not accidents, let me tell you. They're not accidents. And just like what happened to me in February, they try to say, oh, she tried to kill herself, suicide, blah, blah, blah. She's mental. That's fabricated. It's not true. So am I still on?
Yeah, you're still on. And I've been talking about this on the show for a while, is that, well, basically Hollywood is more or less just a social engineering program. Psychologically, you use entertainment and the COINTELPRO systems by the FBI and other government agencies are intimately...
Let me tell you something. The ones that are picked, they're all picked from youngins. They're all programmed as children in the Disney. Disney got infiltrated when it started, and they became they use that as a satanic cult. That's why, again, I said this before, and I'll say it again on your show, that a lot of people out there with so much talent, they wonder, why is it that I have talent, but how come it's so hard for me to make it? It's because people who make it were already chosen. For instance, it's not a coincidence that Britney, even Amy Winehouse, that's not publicly known because they don't promote that. If you look online, search for it. Amy Winehouse was also part of Disney when she was a child. There's pictures of her wearing the Disney Mickey Mouse hat, and they had the owl on her shoulder and all the satanic stuff. So they groom these children, they molest these children to brainwash them, and that's why when Britney Spears shaved her head, she tried to break through the system. That's why I love her till this day. I will always support her. But unfortunately, that's why when she shaved her head, she says, I want them to stop touching me. The world, of course, and the media were told to say that she's gone crazy, yada, yada, just like they did to me. But the truth is she was trying to break free from them. And if she didn't do what they said, they would have killed her too. But so they reprogrammed her, and that's why now she's back to kind of being brain, under their MK Ultra mind control. And that's why she's still alive. Otherwise, they would have killed her too. So Amy Winehouse was killed because she tried to break free. That's why Whitney Houston, that's why they try to say, oh, well, she's cracked up. They do certain things because they don't want to be part of that anymore. And if they find you no longer useful, you're going to be dead. So it's a very evil place, which is heartbreaking because, when I started, I thought like, wow, I love America, like where dreams can come true. But then once you're in it, they can they can ruin you. I'm telling you, it's very evil. They can attack you spiritually and mentally. They have these technologies that are 25 to 75 years in advance from us. That's why I keep telling the people that we have a right to overthrow the government. That is long known. That we, the people, have a right to overthrow the government if we feel that they're not doing their jobs to protect us and keep it, you know what I mean? And they're trying to change the Bill of Rights. They're already doing that. They're changing the amendments, which is, it's just full of BS, Vince. I'm just really upset, and that's why I'm speaking out, and that's why they're targeting me, because I know even more than than what the general public already knows about the New World Order and this and that. It goes way, way deeper into that, and maybe I can come back on your show another day when I have more time and go further into that, because people need to know, and the more I expose, unlike back then, you know, I was scared and they kept attacking me, but I'm not scared anymore because it's not working. I'm not going to let them bully me again, and I'm pissed. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I say let them watch, let them listen. Every moment these analysts actually sit here and listen to our shows, Teela, our propaganda is working against them.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm telling you, like, it goes way back, especially, and I'm going to call it out because I don't live there, nor do I go there much and whatever, so I don't care. But the main, their main source comes from, I'm telling you right now, the royal family, they're very evil people. I'm sorry if I offend anybody, whatever, but it's the truth. Queen Elizabeth, their bloodline goes way back. I'm talking way back into ancient times. That's why they like to keep it in their bloodlines. That's why some of the stories are, that's why they killed Princess Diana, because she also knew stuff about them, and when she was no longer needed, and she left the family, that's why they killed her. She was actually alive. She was still alive for 90 minutes in that tunnel. They waited for her to die until they finally took her to the hospital. But she was trapped in that car, still alive and breathing, Vincent, for 90 minutes. They could have saved her, but they waited for her to die. And during that day, they turned off all of those, you know, those cameras in London they have
security
to watch everybody.
Cameras, all 14 of them. All 14.
Yeah, they turned it all off. It was all planned.
Teela, I'm sorry, we've come to the end of the show now. And if you want to see more from Teela, you can search Teela Tequila or Miss Teela. She'll be on
MissTeelaOMG.com. That's my new site. They blocked my other site. They took everything down.